From Spark and Anvil and Inclusion Forge, this is Ask, in Chapter 1 of the Inclusion Forge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. Ask is an animal tween, and her body language is a little different from everyone else's. She leans back when she talks. It gives the other person room to step into the conversation. Her hands stay open, palms up, arms spread a little, never closed or crossed. And when she's in a group, she watches. If someone hasn't spoken yet, she turns a little toward them, catches their eye if it feels right, and makes a small welcoming space with her hands, as if to say, "Your turn." She never speaks for them. She just invites them to speak for themselves. That's her practice, and it has two halves. One is ask, don't assume, seeing from another side, the way Lens does. The other is amplifying, making sure everyone gets a chance to talk, especially anyone being talked over. "What would feel right to you?" she says. "I'll listen." Ask grew up in a town full of shops, in a family that ran a small one, selling everything from shiny buttons to sturdy boots. All kinds of customers came through, and her parents had learned a big secret over the years. The best question was almost never the one you guessed. "You probably want the red one, right?" That was a guess. "What would feel right to you?" That was asking. And asking let the customer choose. One day, a customer stood frowning at a shelf of hats. "You want the blue one, don't you?" Ask's mom said. The customer just nodded, but their face went a little sad. Then Ask's dad wandered over, leaned back, and said, lots of hats here. What kind are you looking for today?" The customer's eyes lit right up. "Oh, I need a hat for my pet ferret, Bartholomew. He loves bright yellow things." Ask's mom gasped, "A yellow hat for a ferret? I never would have guessed." And that was exactly the point. You never could have guessed. You had to ask. But Ask learned the second half of her practice from watching who got listened to and who didn't. There was a boy at school named Finn, full of wonderful ideas and painfully shy. During group projects, he'd whisper his thoughts, and no one ever heard. Once, the teacher asked, "Any other ideas?" Everyone shook their heads. Ask saw Finn's lips move. He almost spoke, then stopped. She wished so much that someone had turned to Finn and asked him directly. So she started doing it herself and never stopped. Grown, Ask walked to the Inclusion Forge Academy. Beacon, the AI mentor, asked her, "What is the ask and amplify practice?" "It's two things together," Ask said. "First, ask, don't assume. Let people tell you what they want instead of guessing for them. Second, amplify. Make sure everyone gets a chance to speak, especially if they're being talked over. You don't talk for them, you just make it easier for them to talk." Beacon nodded. "You are appointed."
"Is asking and amplifying hard?" a student asked her once. Ask gave her usual answer. "It isn't hard. It's making space. Ask instead of assuming. Amplify when needed. The voices fill the space. My job is just to make it easier for them to do so." She leaned back, opened her hands, and let the space open up. And one by one, the quiet voices stepped into it. And Ask felt that warm, settled gladness she loved best of all. The feeling that rises in your chest, light and glad, when someone who'd been quiet or talked over finally gets to be heard, in their own words, in their own voice, exactly as they meant them.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to ask. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.